is not meant with child as the audience. The grandmother, when she tells the story to the child, child is the center. The story told by grandmother to the grandchild has child as the center. So now to come back. First of all, give the name Shuja to the first 5 years course. Secondly, tell them the stories. Thirdly, make language study the basic element. Spend most of the time in teaching languages. And language is best learned through stories, recitations, dramas. And make the child himself repeat and repeat and repeat. Let the child also like to tell the story. Like Virginia saying, no kana. She is repeating a story of her in her own way. She can't tell the whole story, but she knows the main character. So she repeats that word. And children always like to repeat. This is the one important factor which you don't normally take into account. Children like to hear the story which they know. We feel that unless they're surprised, children don't like it, but no. Children like to repeat, even though they know the end of the story. It's the fact, they know the end of the story, but they say, no, you tell me that story again. So, I said, when I was a young boy, I used to tell my mother, tell me the story of the parrot. That was my favorite story as a child. My mother would start again. There was a small parrot who was talking to his mother. And the parrot said to his mother, see, you fly away from the tree and I sit alone here. I don't like it. So I said, just like me. I used to enjoy this. Just like me. I also don't like to remain here. I can fly. The parrot said, can I fly? I said, no, no, no. She'll not fly away. Sky is very wide. We'll be lost. Once I want to go, the parrot said, once I want to go. And the parrot's mother said, all right, today I give you, but I'll fly with you. No, 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 don't fly with me. I want to fly alone. So I say, yes, I also want to fly alone. Then you fly. The parrot was flying, flying, flying. Mother was lost. But he was enjoying flying, flying. Went away. Long afterwards, he reached a tree. He was tired. Then he remembered his mother. Where is my mother now? So I would say, she was not there now? So no, no, he had already flown away. I want to eat now. My mommy is not here now. What can I do? So looked around, found a very good fruit around on the tree. For the first time, it flew to the fruit and pecked the fruit, ate it, was completely full now. And he looked down, there is a beautiful river flowing, and drank water. Again came back, he was very tired, slept down. Then when he got up, he said, where is my mommy? He was not there. But now how should I go back? I don't know how to go back to my mommy. In the meantime, there was one sparrow which came flying and told that sparrow, where are you going? Are you going to meet my mother? So that sparrow said, I don't know who is your mother. Then he said, my mother is very nice. that my mother is very nice. You see her and you will like her. You go and you tell her that your child is not hungry, not thirsty, sitting very nicely on the branch of a tree, and remembers you all the time. Will you tell it? The spirit says, yes, if I meet your mother, I'll tell her. Flies away. After some time, he is not sure whether this mother has been met by the sparrow or not. Will my mother receive my message? She should not worry about me because I am now big. I used to like the story so much, I have become big. Another sparrow comes after some time. Tells the same story that I am neither hungry nor thirsty. I sit on the branch of the tree, upar bhikho nathi, upar darso nathi, upar ambani daade, aram se suye chu. Now this story was my favorite story. Whenever my mother said, I will tell you, tell me this story. So this is child psychology. Children like the story, which are very simple, but full of emotional thrust in it. Every child likes to be the hero of the story and becomes identified with it. And therefore, that image is built in the mind of the child. So such stories have to be brought together. Short stories, which can take a sufficiently long time to tell the story, but not too long to disturb the child's imagination, should not be very complex stories. One episode, but a complete episode from beginning to the end. And another story of my mother's, very special one. There was a very small family, very poor family. Are we poor? I would say, when I hear the story, are we poor? No, we are not poor, but you know, that person is poor. That is, they are living in a very, very small house. So my mother said, but these people were even having a smaller house. They were living in Gujarati, the word kubo. Kubo means a small little tunnel-like enclosed little thing. Now the mother had always to cook food because she had three children, two brothers, and the youngest was a girl. But she was very, very smart girl. Poor father used to be very hungry, and the mother used to feel that my husband should get sufficient food because he was working at outside. He was tired always. Children were not so tired. But this young girl, her name was Kusakri. She was very smart. One day she found that mother and father were talking when they were all asleep, but she was pretending to sleep. She had not gone to sleep. She was hearing the whole story. And the father said to the mother, I am very hungry. So she said, now children are just, I'll cook for you something very special. So she prepared the herbs. Fire was burning. On it she put some oil. And she put a little onion in it. And as soon as the onion fell into it, there was a tremendous explosion. And Kusakri caught up. And then she waited a little. Second time the onion fell into the oil. Suddenly the girl got up. He said, at this I will eat. Not for the father. So naturally, girl had to be respected. She has to be given. Again she went to sleep. Again the father and mother started again the same story. Again she got up. Now this drama I used to like very much. You should remain awake. This message I learned myself. You should remain awake. And you should not fall asleep. Because when you are asleep, father and mother will do something. And you will not get your share in it. So I used to like this story very much from my father. My mother used to tell me stories. So like that, there are many good stories which our grandmothers used to know very well. And used to tell in such a small manner that the whole thing would go into the very heart and mind of the child. Penetrate into the child. One of the great works that is to be done is to fabricate new stories of today. I don't know how to make those stories. You know, that is why in Gujarat we had one very nice teacher called Gijubhai. Even now, one of the stories that he wrote, I remember very well. Even now that story moves me. What was the story? There was a king. And he had a huge palace. And he had only one princess, Lavani. Lavani was the name. And in that big palace, a big garden. Now for that garden, there was a big gardener. So there was a very nice gardener. And he had a very small house, small cottage, big palace and a small cottage here. And that gardener has a boy, a son. His name was Ram. And every day the princess would look from her terrace, this young boy playing with garden, with flowers and all that. And she would turn to her mother and say, can I go and play? And mother says, no, you should not play. He is a small boy, gardener's son, you should not mix up with him. But she had so much liking for him. Seeing that boy and play with him to get the flowers and butterflies. So one day she just crept away from the house, from the palace. And sepoys could not catch her. She ran and ran and ran and ran and went that boy. And said, can I play with you? And Ram was so happy that princess had come to his house and she wanted to play with him. And he said, yes, but you know, where what you are seeing me is nothing of the garden. From the terrace you could not see the whole of the garden. The boy was free to see the whole garden. So he said, I will show you the whole garden. And the girl was so pleased. For the first time she saw the whole garden and they collected lots of flowers, lots of flowers. In the meantime, the palace found that the girl had run away. So there was a big commotion in the palace. Sepoys were asked to run away and to find out where the girl is gone. And king was anxious, the mother was crying, my daughter has gone away. And these two boys and girl, so much telling stories of the palace, and he was telling the story of the garden. It was wonderful. They had lost all sense of time. Evening fell, it was dark. Ultimately, policemen came there and they found this boy and girl talking. And they shouted at the boy and said, you have taken away this girl. So the girl said, he has not taken away the girl. I have come here myself. So, but the policemen were not convinced. So they said, no, no, we shall take you to the prison. She said, please, no, no, don't take him to the prison. He is not, no fault at all. The girl was taken away to palace again. And now policemen were asked not to allow the girl to go out because she should not mix up with these boys. 3 days she did not go. Because of policemen watching over her. 4 days she fell ill. She got very high fever. Why? Because you're not allowed to go out. And then the mother and father were very anxious. What should happen to our child? She's very, very sick. And then the doctors came and they gave medicines and all that. But the fever would not go away. Then the doctor says, tell me, what do you want to eat? I'll give you permission to eat whatever you like. So I don't want to eat anything. Because you want to play? She said, yes. We shall bring so many toys in the palace. So no, I don't want to play. Ultimately, she said, Ram should come here. Then the king became anxious and they were in search of Ram. Ram also was very, very troubled that his friend had not come to meet him for 3 days. But how could he dare to go into the palace? But now the policemen were asked to bring the boy up. Then the boy came. And as soon as the girl saw the boy, her fever had gone. And then they both went away to the garden again. That's the end of the story. Now this story, Gijubhai wrote long ago in 1935 or 36. And I have read this story 10-15 times. Even today when I tell the story, I feel it was a great lesson of equality. The boy who belonged to the gardener, a princess who was such an auspicious palace dweller, she was not allowed to meet him. But the human spirit doesn't look to the wealth, does not look to position. It's a common link between soul and spirit. So this was a good story for me. I learned that story and I have, in my mind, I have told this story so many times. There are some good story writers today also, but we do not know who they are. You will see some of the children's stories which are being written are without imagination. They are lifeless stories. But this kind of story where the emotional crux is so deep that they remain memorable. Fortunately, story The Lover and Kush, for example, is a tremendously emotional story. Love and Kush story, the small children, two small children, and Sita is the mother. Sita knows that she is a queen. Children grow up, they do not know they are princess. And yet the treatment that Valmiki gives to these children is almost like children to the treatment to princess. Now that story is extremely good for children to learn. Love Kush and Sita and Valmiki. How the children were brought up by Valmiki. What kind of education he gave. It is a tremendous message for children. That they wanted to run away from, to not to learn. But the mother was very kind, so loving. And she explained to them how to study, how to learn, and what the children are supposed to do when they become big. And Valmiki was available, such a big storyteller, such a big warrior himself. He wanted to teach how to throw the arrows and the mantras and all that. And children will love with learning. My aunt used to tell me the story of Ramayana, and this story of Love and Kush was a great inspiration for me to study. If Love and Kush could study so well, because of Sita and because of Valmiki, then I should also learn a lot. Today there is a great need to rewrite some of these stories and create a good, I don't know if you have seen Mother's called Tales of Old Time. Have a look, because they are all short stories, which you can tell within 3-4 minutes. I don't know, you have seen it, no? Tales of Old Time, it's a very, very good book. We need to create new stories for children. It's a very big task. Now these children, when they have a quest for learning, then education itself becomes a very living process. Children like to learn. It's a one basic premise, children like to learn. But if you do not nourish this desire to learn, because today we do not have good stories to be told to children. But when good stories are told, they become extremely happy. Like Purjanya, as you say, they become so happy to hear stories from her and they want to repeat the same stories.
Why is it so that they want, because I've seen it in Purjanya's case, except Hanumanji and Kana, she would not listen to any other story.
Because she knows those stories.
Mm-hmm. So what difference does it make in her psyche?
Because the children want to repeat pleasant experiences.
Mm-hmm.
See, the greatest instrument in human life is to have the pleasure of something in which you feel great delight. My desire to run away from home was very great. To seek freedom. Because always I am, no, don't go, don't go, don't go. And children don't like it. Children want to do everything. Even here that your child wanted to paint.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted a drawing. Sitting down here.
She doesn't play with toys and all those.
No. Great pleasure. Children like to repeat pleasant experiences. And my mother used to say, Papa Biko nothing, Papa Teso nothing. I used to feel so happy that I am not hungry, I am not thirsty, I am on the branch of a mango tree and very beautiful breeze is coming. I used to imagine that now I am on the tree top. So anyway, we have to have a lot of literature to be produced for children. You should be in search of good storytellers. It's a difficult task actually to not to distort.
Yes.
The great image that you want to build up.
Mm-hmm.
And modernization is good, but modernization in a certain limit.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not yet been able to create such. Men like Tagore should come, you know. Tagore wrote many children's stories. Mm-hmm. Like even this Perez training is also written by him. So stories of that kind people should read.
So have you written anything on this entire scheme? First 5 years and then the next 2 years or 10 years of the child. So first 5 years future.
Mother said, first 5 years should be given to the vision of the future. Good first yogis. And good reason language.
Mm-hmm.
Because children, they become more sophisticated as they learn language better and better.
Mm-hmm.
The normal tendency of the child is to be fascinated by the sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's a psychological trait. Even animals, when they hear the sound, they are fascinated by it. The greatest fascination for animals is to hear the good sound, articulated sound. Mother has said that if you speak nicely even to a lion, he begins to worship you and wants to listen to you. It's a magic of sound. Sound is magic. This is color seeing is also magic. You show beautiful colors to children, they fall in love. Similarly, sound is also a magic. And the very articulated sound is a tremendous effect. And that's why these, what is called the alliteration, in which the first word, first letter of every word is the same. La, 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 la. Ma, ma, ma. Everywhere. Although every word begins with ma. And when you read the whole sentence, the combination of ma becomes so great, you become delighted. The same sound repeated becomes a rhythm. In our Sanskrit literature, you will find some sounds which are repeated. Yesterday, Gujarat brought me that book, no? Sanskrit literature.
Mm-hmm.
Just see, that book is here. It's a good book, huh?
It's a very good book.
I would like to write a letter to Vijay. Read this.
Urugum Duru Dugurum Yutsu Chukrushus Tushtuvuhu Puru Lulubuhu Pupushur Mutsu Mumu Urnu Mumur Muhu Urugum Dugurum Yutsu Chukrushus Tushtuvuhu Puru Lulubaha Pupushur Mutsu Mumuhurna Mumuhur Maha Muhu Muhur Muhu. It's a little difficult.
No, but I mean, if you recite very well.
Yes, that
is the
yes.
Alliterating point. Then children like to repeat because there is that rhythm and they will imitate to you. So, language is mastered if you have got verses of this kind. Then there are verses which are onomatopoeic, in which the very sound conveys the meaning of the word. Like kakku, for example. See, actually koyal has got the same first of panchama swara, who always recites in pancham swara and has always the same sound. Kakku is a kind of a, it always moves, melody always starts from top to bottom, top to bottom, top to bottom, top to bottom. It's a rhythm of kakku. So even kakku, the very word kakku, is onomatopoeic. It resounds the sound of the song of the koyal. So, if you have, for example, if you want to show something was rushing, and if you have whole poem which repeats the same sound, it becomes very pleasant. So, there is one, our present minister of, what is his name? Rami, what is his name? He is from South India. He produced a film, Shankaracharya. I don't know if you know this.
Ramoji.
Huh?
Ramoji.
No, he is Rami. Some Rami is there. He is a great lover of Sanskrit. And he happens to be one of the ministers here. He used to come to me. Because of my love for Sanskrit, he used to come to me. At that time, he was only a small congressman in 1991 and all that. And he used to recite to me some very nice verses in Sanskrit. One day, if you meet him, you ask him, he'll be very happy. He doesn't mind Congress or BJP or anything of the kind, but he'll be very happy. He produced a film called Shankaracharya in Sanskrit. Because he believes that Sanskrit is a very great language and people should learn Sanskrit very well. He's almost a BJP man. Because he produced a film on Shankaracharya. The whole story is in Sanskrit. And he has spent money on creating, although he knew that the audience would be very small. But still he has produced the whole life of Shankaracharya in Sanskrit. All dialogues in Sanskrit. So, he has got a kind of a small, I would like to have myself that collection of his verses. They are very, very nice. Even those who don't know Sanskrit, if you just repeat those words, they are very, very onomatopoeic. Very beautiful. Even these are also very good one examples. You see our pedagogy, you can see how much developed it was in Sanskrit language. Today, because you've got 3-4 languages to learn, nobody bothering about such devices by which language can be learned.
Mm-hmm.
Only you have to make more effort in all the 4 languages.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a big fun that this very thing can be spoken in French, almost with the same sounds.
Mm-hmm.
In English also with the same sounds, and yet it will make the same sense. Although the words will be different. There must be some good wordsmiths who can combine the words in such a way. And then you can see no foreign is very
heavy.
But our pedagogy is very, very defective. We are not pedagogy actually.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the reasons why Nicole system threw out our pedagogy.
Mm-hmm.
Not pedagogy, but you learn the subjects, cram them, pass them.
Mm-hmm.
What is a pedagogy?
So the present day schools actually were meant to produce factory workers.
And clerks.
Later on, they might have been adequate.
And then ultimately to run their courts and their dispensaries.
Mm-hmm.
And then to build bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Or therefore only this profession, you can see clerk and industrial workers and doctors, lawyers and engineers. Others were not so much in demand. So these 3 professions also became very powerful. See, lawyers became powerful because courts were established. And they established a system of courts. When Shivaji was a king, courts existed. But lawyers were not like that available or required. People used to go to the Qazi in medieval times. He said, tell me what is the problem. He used to tell the story. He would give the judgment, finished. But the system of jurisprudence that was brought to India necessitated a class of people who are called lawyers. And judges will not listen normally to a person himself saying, I don't understand you. Because if you later come to the story in a sophisticated manner, so although he is allowed if he can express himself, but he found that he was always failing. Unless you had a good lawyer who could expound your whole thing
and in the language
of the judge.
No.
Law.
Legal language.
That is what created the whole system of lawyers. There were no lawyers otherwise in India.
But because of the complexity of civilization, I think this was a necessity.
That I will discuss later on. I only tell you only one thing, that this is what happened.
Uh-huh.
And even today, if you are going to study law, very good. If you are going to be doctor, very good. Engineer, very good.
Philosopher, no.
No, not at all.
Teacher, no.
Gives you nothing.
Teacher, no. Yeah.
Nothing.
History padke kya hoga?
Kuch nahi. Industrial worker, yes, if you want to.
Now, they have a very good name for an industrial worker, MBA. Master of Business Administration.
Yes. And clerks, if you can do clerical work, very good also. Most of the people in India at that time, they aspire to be clerks. We have a very interesting story in Jamnagar. We had a king called Vibhajam. Vibha was the name of the king. Jam is the title of a king, the Jam Sahib. So Vibhajam was the king. He was illiterate. He knew only how to sign, in which he only used to sign V. That was the highest education he had, and he could only write Vibha, V. It means everybody has to say Vibhajam. He used to be a very funny man. He had a great ambition that his kingdom should have the best administration, which was good. Now, how to get the best administration? Answer was, all the clerks of my administration should know English. So he had told his Diwan, I want English in every field of administration. Don't bring your Gujarati people. They don't know how to administer. In Gujarati, all this, of course. You must get young people learn English. And I will be sitting when you select anybody. I must hear them speak English. One Diwan, he had some brother-in-law, very young boy. And his sister was all the time saying, take this boy, let him be a clerk in your office. So, this Diwan was in a great bewilderment, how to make this boy admit into administration. He did not know English. He only knew Gujarati, and that too he did not even know Gujarati also quite well. He said, tell his sister, don't press me because Vibhajam himself sits over there. So, but the sister was very insistent. So this Diwan found a kind of a device. He said, look, when you come for interview, I'll be there to ask questions. But your answer should be in English. I will ask you, have you eaten today morning? I'll ask you in English. You will not understand. But my question will be, have you eaten or not in the morning? So you wanted to say yes. Very easy. Then I will say, what have you eaten? So I will give you one word. You just cram that word. You do not know English, so you will not be able to pronounce that word. You should learn Gujarati. In Gujarati, Tindi is called Tindora. But in English, you can't speak the whole sentence. So you should now cram one word. In Tindora. In Tindoras, Tin Tindoras, Tin Tindoras, Tin. Only this one. Long, long one. Vibhaja was seated and Diwan started. Have you eaten in the morning? Yes. What have you eaten? He spoke very loudly, as if he was scolding him. What have you eaten? She said, Intindurastin. Jamsev stood up from his seat. Such good English he speaks. Take him. He was taken in.
There is a similar story.
Yes.
For one of the kings who used to rule Sikar. So, his name was Kalyan Singh. So, first of all, he used to write, he only knew how to write his name. Kalyana Singh hai. And in se, he would put bade ki marka, not the
oche ki marka.
Singh. So one day a person who knew Hindi and you know thinking, Maharaj ji, this is not the proper way. What is the correct way? He said, see, Matra would be choti. So the king asked him, you tell me, how do you write your name? What's your name? He said, Shakti Singh. So how do you write Shakti Singh? He said, Shakti, chote ki matra and Singh. Now, who is bigger, greater among us?
You
are a smaller thing, I am a bigger thing, so I will do this buddy thing.
How nice.